This is Punkanoi Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in. Got a new week here, and we're kicking this week off with an episode with bands from Uruguay and Paraguay. Bunch of cool sounds coming from those two neighboring countries. Still into South America, we got a couple episodes for bands from Chile, Argentina, and Brazil. I think that's all that's left, but we got quite a few episodes, at least two for each of those countries, and probably got like five for Brazil, something like that. So if you have any recommendations for those, let me know. Any for any countries that we've already done, well, at the very end, we'll throw on some new tunes over the last few months that we've missed, and also some countries that we've done and missed a few bands there. So we're going to jump into this episode with a band I just came across last week called Blasphemos. They're from Montevideo in Uruguay, and they put out Bienvenidos al Chaos on March 1st of 2024, so just over a year ago. Blasphemos Punk on Facebook and at Blasphemos underscore Punk on Instagram is where you'll find them. And we're going to get to their track Los Blasphemos, so let's get to it. Blasphemos, great track from them. I really dig that whole album. And I didn't even get into, they had a previous release. It's over on Bandcamp. You can go check it out. I didn't even get a chance to get into that one yet, but this whole release is definitely awesome. A lot of really great tracks on it. Next up, Hablan por la Espalda, or Talk from Your Back. Talk from Your Back. I don't know if that means some sort of back talk, or just talk from your back, maybe talk out your ass. I don't know, but that's what it says. The band's name, we'll just stick to that. Hablan por la Espalda. They're from Montevideo as well. On June 14th of 2024, that's last year, they released Nueva Disciplina, and they are a band that's been around since 1996. So next year will be 30 years for them. So congratulations, that is awesome. They are found on Facebook at Hablan por la Espalda, and it's the same over on Instagram, but there are the underscores in between each word. So Hablan underscore por underscore la underscore Espalda. Let's get to a track from them called Interior. They've got a cool post, hardcore post, whatever you want to call it sound, and I think I dig it. This is off that newer release that came out last year in June. We'll be right back. Hablan por la espalda. Man, that was cool stuff there. Interior, that is a four-track EP, Nueva Disciplina. So go check that out. Next up, another band out to Uruguay. It's just more than half, just a little bit more than half. We're going to do from Uruguay, and then the little bit less than second half will be from Paraguay. Punk Viejo is the next band. That's P-A-N parentheses K. Viejo are the band we're playing next. They put out a demo November 18th of 2017. They are on Facebook at Punk Viejo, P-A-N-K-V-I-E-J-O. And played them before this time around from this demo. We're going to play the track Araña. So let's do it.
Me miraba con ocho ojos llenos de odio. Me miraba de un rincón de mi habitación. Todo me dice que no le tenga miedo, pero yo sé que tengo la razón. De solo mirarla ya sé que ella tiene un plan. Ella quiere matarme, no sé cómo ni cuándo lo hará. Ya no puedo ni pensarlo diciendo. Necesito ni mirarla prender el fuego. Esa araña tengo que matar. Mátala, mátala.
Punk Viejo, that was Araña. You can go check out that demo. Most of these tracks you'll find on this episode, you'll go find them over on Bandcamp. Next up, we got the band Los Bergamotas Super Dulces. Hopefully, I've got that close. The track's super cool, though. Agalón por el Rock is the name of the release that they put out May 1st of 2023. So it's not even 2 years old. Coming up on 2 years. Bergamotas is where you'll find them on Facebook, B-E-R-G-A-M-O-T-A-S. And then the full band name over on Instagram, Los Bergamotas Super Dulces, is where you'll find them. So let's get to Punk and Roll. Great track from them. I dig this one a lot. Hopefully you will too.
I want to see him like the hip-hop or show him all. Walk ball in England in the school. Fucking asshole. Literally, do what we can. I'm so sorry. We will steal pieces from Rome and Rada. You know, carry on. We plan in rock and roll. You know, carry on.
Punk and roll, indeed. It's definitely a great description of what you're hearing there. Next up, we got the band Razorbacks. Not to be mistaken with anything to do with the University of Arkansas. Like, if you look up Razorbacks, that's probably what you'll find. I didn't find any of their social medias. They did start in 2010, though. We're going to play something from their 2014 release called Death Race, which is definitely a cool release. So go check that out. Lo que Quiero Hacer is the name of the track. They're from Montevideo in Uruguay. All the rest of the bands out of Uruguay all list themselves as from Montevideo. Only Punk Viejo and Los Bergamotes Super Dolces didn't list a specific city, so they could still be from Montevideo, but I don't know for sure. Anyway, Razorbacks off of Death Race. Let's get to that track. Again, no social media, so go check them out on Bandcamp. You can follow them there. Here goes. Track there from Razorbacks. Next up, we've got Moto Sierra. Gonna keep that rock and roll. We got a great punk rock and roll train going on here. Life in Hell is released that Moto Sierra put out in 2006. Played that before, but we played something off of a newer release this time. We're hopping back in time almost 20 years. They're at Moto Sierra, all one word, over on Facebook. And we are going to play the title track from that release. So let's get to it. Here is Life in Hell.
Baby, all day is rage. People
Hell yeah, that one was cool. Moto Sierra, that was the title track, Life is Hell. Great stuff from them. More to come. Against the Shit are next. They put out a self-titled album, Against the Shit, and they did so May 30th of 2018. You can find them at Against the Shit on both Instagram and over on Facebook. And back from the hell. Yeah, there's loosely a theme here, unintentionally. So let's get to it. Back from the hell from Against the Shit. Some hardcore with a bit of thrash in that one. That was Against the Shit. Back from the Hell. Next up, we got a couple hardcore bands. We're going to start this, the two here. There's two, then we'll jump into a ska band. But let's go with a hardcore band here, Disturbio HC. I think we played a band last week called Disturbio, if I'm not mistaken, but they're not Disturbio HC. They were Disturbio 77. This time it's Disturbio HC, who's from Montevideo, Uruguay. They put out the album Disturbio October 2nd of 2016. They started in 2007. Find them at DisturbioHC.Uruguay on Facebook and at Disturbio.HC on Instagram. Gente en la Calles is the name of the track. I mean, at least the way I am pronouncing it. I'm not saying I'm doing it right. But it's a cool track nonetheless, and you should definitely go over to their Bandcamp page and check out the rest of this release. Here's some cool hardcore with Disturbio HC.
Cantar las calles, fuera de la vida, sin un lugar donde estar.
Disturbio HC. Next up, another hardcore band goes by the name of Autocritica. Also from Montevideo, they put out an EP called Autocritica on October 10th of 2017. And we're going to play a track called Autocritica. Yep, it is the trifecta. Didn't see any social medias for them specifically, at least none that I could confirm. But again, on Bandcamp page, you can go check them out. Maybe there were some that were theirs, but I couldn't confirm that they were. So I don't want to like send you to some other band that ain't this band. So we're going to play the trifecta now. Here is Autocritica doing Autocritica from Autocritica.
Así que para todos los que lo pidieron, aquí les va mi autocrítica. Para que vean que no soy perfecta.
No soy perfecto en este espejo. Soy algo así como un animal. Me hacen reaccionar. Autocrítica, ¿qué queremos ocultar bajo esa sonrisa de tristeza? Problemas que trataremos de solucionar si solo la muerte es la única testiga. No soy perfecto en este espejo. Soy algo así como un animal sin hogar.
Was cool. Love to do the trifecta, especially when it's a cool track, cool release, cool band. Next up, we're going to be playing a ska band, a band that goes by the name of Pasajeros del Malaysia Airlines. Yeah, that's what it is. They are Pasajeros del Malaysia Airlines on Facebook and at Pasajeros Malaysian over on Instagram, so you can check them out there. Last year, May 17, 2024, less than a year ago, they put out a single called Rompepistas. There we go. I think that's right. So we're going to check out that track together now. They're from Montevideo, so let's get to Rompepistas.
Si uno rechaza un tipo de cultura que le ofrecen, tiene que buscar otra que sustituya.
Thank you. qué será de mí. No voy a discutir, antifascista siempre. Quiero huir de acá, que nadie sepa qué será de mí. No voy a discutir, antifascista siempre. ¡Rompe pista!
Yeah, cool track there. Such a cool variety that I found here in Uruguay. So for all of us out there that do appreciate and enjoy a variety of punk music, well, here we are. And for those that don't, I apologize, but there is still some really cool stuff. So enjoy it. Next up, we've got a band, Los Lunes, kind of a pop punk style, but also a very wrestling themed band, wrestling like luchador theme. So we're going to get to them here in a second. Their track, Los Lunes Punk Rock on Facebook and at Los Lunes over on Instagram. We are going to play something from their Puro Resu. Puroresu. There we go. I'm just going to spell that out for you because I don't think I was saying it right. February 25th of 2021 is when that EP came out. There were two tracks on it. We are going to check out El Más Rudo de las Olas. So check it out. They also have very cool artwork that goes with their releases, including this one. So go check that stuff out over on their Bandcamp page. Let's get to that track. Lunes, go check them out. We are wrapping up Uruguay. We got two more bands from Uruguay. We're going to do a horror punk and then a punkabilly track, and then we'll kind of transition our way into Paraguay. The Moors, M-O-O-R-S, M-O-O-R-S, The Moors. They're a horror punk band from Montevideo. They put out a single, I think it's their newest release, at least their newest one on their Bandcamp page. Came out Halloween of 2020, called Esqueletos and calabazas, so e-calabazas, but they put the ampersand sign, that's why I said and. So we're going to play that track here in just a moment. They started way back in 2008, so that's awesome for them. Congratulations. At The Moors Horror on both Instagram and Facebook, and I think all their other social medias. They made it nice and easy. They've got cool artwork, too. Let's get to Esqueletos y Calabazas. Sergius. Next up, let's get to the band Rudos Wild. They got a variety of sounds because I know that I've heard other tracks of theirs that are more of that rockabilly slash punkabilly sound. And this one, definitely almost like a, like a close to 90s alternative or something like that even. I don't know. Well, we'll check it out and listen to it again. Rudos Wild put out the track I don't even know how to say that one. I don't want to use Google Translate like every single one, so I've been holding off, but we'll save it up for this one.
Mentirte,
lie to you. That is the name of the single. It came out March 1st of 2020. The band started in 2003. Rudos Wild on Instagram and Facebook. Let's get to Mentirte, and we'll see what you think. Here goes.
Siempre me seguís dando chance.
I like the keys at the end, but I still think it kind of has a 90s alternative sound. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, because I listened to all of that shit back in the 90s when it was new, the 90s alternative stuff. So I still enjoy a lot of that stuff. I picked their newest track that they have, at least on their Bandcamp page, and it is definitely less punkabilly than the other stuff from them. Anyway, that is going to wrap up the Uruguay bands. We've got, I think, what, seven or eight? Seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven bands from Paraguay now, 11 from Uruguay, I guess it was 13 from Uruguay, seven from Paraguay. This next band from Paraguay, from Asunción, they are a trash and roll band, self-described trash and roll. Luisons, L-U-I-S-O-N-Z, Luisons. And also described as Maconia Billy. I don't know what that is, but I figured I'd put it out there. Maybe you listening, you know. And if not, well, trash and roll. I can understand that. Anyway, The Amazing Adventures of the Luisons in Macon Billy Land. That is the name of the release. Yes, all of that. All of that. That was a mouthful. That came out on January 28th of 2016 at Los Luisons, just the way I spelled it earlier, all one word on Facebook, and at Los _ Luisons on Instagram. Let's get to a track from that release. It's called Big River. Hoping for some sort of a rockabilly sound. Well, we got it. We got it. Luisons. Hopefully I got that close. Great stuff from them. Let's keep going into Paraguay. The next band is from Mariano Roque Alonso in Paraguay. They are Mente Salvaje. And man, they're a cool band too. Ideas Opuestas is the name of the release that they put out January 27th of 2017. They formed 11 years prior to in 2006. They are at the band's name, P-Y, at the end. So it's Mente Salvaje, P-Y. That's on Facebook. And then it's just the band's name, no P-Y, on Instagram. Should be easy enough to find. Olvidar is the track, but so many other cool ones. So I definitely recommend you go check out more from them, especially off that release. But let's get to the track Olvidar now. Here goes. We'll be right back.
que pensar, ya no tengo que actuar. Ahora me siento flotar, flotar.
Very cool band. I'm glad I found that one. Go check them out. Next up, we've got a couple bands from Asunción in Paraguay. This one is Estampida, and they released Avanzar, A-V-A-N-Z-A-R, Avanzar, April 25th of 2018. There we go. And they formed as a band in 2013. You can find them at Estampida Hardcore over on Instagram. And El Hardcore No Te Necesita is the track. So let's get to some hardcore from Paraguay. Estampida, that is some proper hardcore there, short and quick as it should be. Great stuff. Next up, another hardcore band, Falta and Vido, and they are also from Asunción. They put out a self-titled Falta and Vido same year, 2 months after, June 28th of 2018. So two cool hardcore releases coming out in 2018 there in Paraguay. Couldn't find any social medias for them, but you can go find them on the Bandcamp. Justicia Paz y Libertad is the track. Justicia, so like justice, paz y libertad, and liberty. Justice, I forget what paz is. I should know that one. Such a short word that I've used. And it is justice, peace, and freedom. There we go. We're going to play that track now. So here we go with Falta and Vido.
Justicia, paz y libertad.
awesome there. Make sure you go check them out as well. Next up from Paraguay, we only got a couple bands left to go. Vecindad Autopsia is a band from Presidente Franco in Paraguay. They formed way back in 2002, and 18 years after that, April 24th of 2020. Yeah, coming up in a couple weeks. That'll be 4 years ago, or in a couple weeks, about nine days. Yeah, there we go. Vecindad Autopsia. So what is that? That is Neighborhood Autopsy and
Vecindad Autopsia.
Vecindad. So yeah, I had a feeling I was doing that one wrong, so we had to check that one out. So Neighborhood Autopsy. They put out a release. It looked like this release, Forever Tova Ata, came out in 2019, at least according to their Bandcamp page, and then they put out a remastered version of it the year after, so April 24th of 2020. So they are found at the band's name, Vecindad Autopsia, over on Facebook, and it's the same on Instagram, so nice and easy to find. La Fiesta del Manguru, Guruyu. Oh, that is a lot of vowels there at the end. Let's see here. La Fiesta del Managuru. All right. I can't do this. Let's get a little bit of, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. All over the place. We're going to play the track. I'll tell you afterwards. You'll probably hear it in the track. Let's go with Vecindad Autopsia.
¿Cuántas mentiras y cuánto tiempo? ¿Cuántas vidas de precio? ¿De dónde vinieron aquellas balas? ¿Sabes, maldito puerco? La fiesta del Maguruyú. Mientras todo se desangra, la rabia ya no alcanza. Los tiros de Curú.
Remastered versions definitely sound great. I didn't even go back and listen to the not remastered because I saw this one first and listened, and I thought, I guess, what's the point? So if you would like to, you definitely can. But that was the remastered version. And according to Google Translate, it is
La Fiesta del Manguruyu.
There you go. So that was definitely better than what I was doing. We got two bands left to go. Next band is from San Antonio, Paraguay. Marginados is the band. They put out a self-titled Marginados on June 3rd of 2016. They started in 2009. They are found at Marginados Oficial over on Instagram. And Mucho Policia. No, that is the track that we're going to get to. It's track number 4 on that self-titled. But you can feel free to go check out the rest as well. Let's do it.
Quiero estar en otro lugar donde no moleste.
I'm sure that's a fun one to sing together live. Last up, we're going to wrap this up with the band Ebrios. They are just simply out of Paraguay. I don't know where. They didn't list where. They have a release. So Ebrios, just so you know.
Ebrios.
Ebrios. There we go. That translates from Spanish to English as drunk. They put out Ebrios de Punk Rock. So punk rock of drunks. Drunk of punk rock. Anyway, they put that out May 3rd of 2017. And we are going to play a track from that. Didn't find any social medias for them, but you can go to Bandcamp. Like I said, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for tuning in this week. We'll let Ebrios carry us out with their title track, Ebrios. And we'll be back tomorrow or Thursday with the first episode for bands from Chile. We'll do at least two. And then hopefully some short songs. I got a pretty good list, but I got to get some time to organize all that for the weekend. So hopefully, let's get to it. Here's Ebrios taking us away.
Amigos, ahí están.